And we're back here, and we're back here with Allegan County Commissioners, Jim Story, and Dean Cappinga. There we go. All right.
Thank
gentlemen.
You, Duke.
Good morning.
I should remember, I just saw you last Saturday.
Yes, you did. Duke, I'm really curious. What did you think of your tour of the jail? I had a chance to walk with you on part of it. But
yeah.
What was your... Tell us your...
I was quite impressed. I thought particularly the area upstairs where they view everything that's going on was very impressive.
The control center.
Yeah.
You bet.
That was very impressive. Everything that's... Of course, what if they have an electronic glitch, I was thinking.
Well, for your listeners, I got the first thank you, Jim, for all the work that you did in setting up the tours. And we are very thankful for all the people that went through it. On the dedication day, we had, what was it, Jim?
727.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was. And we let them all go home, Duke. Well, or we didn't keep anybody.
The kitchen wasn't operating anyhow.
Yeah, right. That's true.
But then we ended up having throughout the last 2 to 3 weeks, you know, we had everything from township supervisors to people in the local area that wanted to go mm-hmm. through to law enforcement agencies. I know I just talked to some Holland officers, and Blaine, having worked at Holland, had asked some of the people who had retired if they wanted to go through it too.
Yeah.
But, we've had many people go through it. And I don't know what you'd say, Jim, but I have heard just positive comments. And I think the ones that really hit me were the people that were local, live right next to the place, that had negative thoughts beforehand, that went through it and said, wait a second, this is a safe place. This is a place we can be proud of and how it was built. And then Jim and myself have a chance to just be around the corrections officers that are working in it. Mm. And that was a treat just to see... people that are very positive and know that this workplace is going to be something that's going to be safe and a great place to be in. And I don't know what else you'd have to add.
Well, thanks for that kudo. The other thing I would add about this is even though people may have missed the time to come through last Saturday or the previous ones we had, we do have a tour video, and we will be putting it up later this week on the one. I think you saw it, Duke. It's a 6-minute video that gives you kind of a quick tour through it, and it'll be on the county's website later this week. So you just go to www.alleghencounty.org, and you can take a look at it. But I think the other thing is, it was a high point for Allegan County, and that's the part that I like. You know, we did something very innovative. We took an old factory building and made a first class facility that will last us for many decades now. And we got rid of this albatross on our back of a jail that was out of sync with the times, and frankly posed we always were holding our breath. I know Dean was holding our breath that we're going to have some incident there that either harmed an inmate or harmed a corrections officer, and just to see the glee on the corrections officer's eyes that they can now do their job with all the training that they have and do it well. So many positives.
I think also in talking to Steve there, McLean, and he was on the commission before, and when they were battling this jail battle, and the amount of money they were first looking at to spend, and we went through two elections and didn't make it on those two elections, but then came through with this better deal, which didn't cost us anything.
Well, and can I just talk about that a little bit? I give a lot of tribute to my predecessors on the commission and to our county administrator and our sheriff, Blaine Copes, for persisting through all of the ups and downs of developing that. But the final result was we now have a jail that costs in the area of $98 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
Compared with if we had built from a new site, we're told it would be $250 to $300 a square foot. That translates into a savings from building from scratch of $14 million.
Yeah.
So not only did we, repurpose an existing building, a fine building that the Hayworth Corporation left or sold to us for a very good price, we repurposed that building, but we also did so in a way that was economical for the people of our county.
And left you room for expansion.
And left plenty of room for expansion, and hopefully we won't need it.
Yeah.
Because I guess I got a little geeked about this whole corrections process a little bit, as you could probably tell. But I think even just the name of the building, if you go to the old jail in downtown Allegan, It says Allegan County Jail. This is not a jail. This is a correction center.
That's right.
And I think you were there for the for part of it, but Judge Baker said, what we want to do is take the programs that are in this correction center and help build a better community so that the people who are in there once and once only,
yes,
and we never see them again.
A lady called in yesterday, I think, and wondered. She said, you went through the new jails. Do they have any facilities for people to get rebuilt so that we can get out and live a normal life?
This was a statement by Judge Baker, and she's our chief judge. She made this statement. She says, the new correction center holds the promise of building a better Allen County. What does create a better community is a jail that provides punishment in the form of loss of freedom, coupled with rehabilitation, retribution, and restorative justice. And I don't know if you remember this part of it, Juke, but when you go through the booking area, we have an area called classifications. And for your listeners, in our old jail, what happened was you could be arrested for simply shoplifting and put in the same area where somebody was in there for an assault or
yeah.
or a serious crime, because we didn't have the room to classify people and to put people in areas where they could be helped in. Now in this age, from when I worked there to now, now we have methamphetamine rehabilitation. Now we have drug courts to help you see why you're taking drugs. Now we have veterans courts. We have areas of classification, and now the room to put people in to really rehabilitate them. And I was at a correction center meeting just last week, and they were talking about success rate in the methamphetamine, and Jim and myself know how severe that is in our community
yeah.
and what it does to a person, but they're having like a 90% success rate in taking the people who are in there, and they stop. They end up going back into society and live next to you and myself, finding a job and making their way through life like we do. And instead of going back into jail and people having to pay for his way in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of positive things that this is going to bring out, not only safety, but it will help the people that are in there to be punished, like Judge Baker said, for what they did, but also to take our responsibility in trying to help them so that they're rehabilitated and not come back.
Okay, and we have a call on the line here. Good morning, online with our guest.
Good morning. Got a question for the guest.
Yes.
About that methamphetamine. I know addiction. Personally, I'm addicted to alcohol. But I just don't understand this methamphetamine thing with so much information that's out there these days. Why anybody in their right mind, and I guess maybe that has something to do with it, would ever pick the stuff up to begin with to get on that stuff? Because from what I understand, it's you try it once, you're in trouble. You are
right.
Hooked.
Right.
So I'll hang up and listen. I'm still terribly, terribly curious about it. I've never seen the stuff. Don't really hang out with anybody that's ever done it that I
right.
know of. But it just remains a big curiosity
yeah.
to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dean, you were dealing with that when you were on the force, weren't you?
I did. I dealt with it a lot. And somehow, in some point in time, Allegan County became the lead place where people were taking
yeah.
methamphetamine. So we had more arrests, we found more labs than anyone in the state, and I wasn't very proud of that, but I know what I am proud of is they've done a lot to try to help those people, and we've had enforcement like no other in finding them and arresting them by getting them help. But the caller described it real well. Once you take it once, you're hooked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like heroin. And I think it's surely not a drug of choice, but it ends up that through someone taking other drugs, we found as far as that's why many of us are against marijuana, because if you take marijuana, you end up taking cocaine. If you take cocaine, you end up taking methamphetamines, and it goes from place to place to place, and we almost see it as the people involved in it, if it's around, they end up taking it, and they must not realize that one time and your life is going to change forever.
Very true.
And it's just a very dangerous drug, and it is the description that he gave as far as you take it once and you're addicted, you are.
Indeed. All right. Time out for this word. We'll be right back with our guests on the Allegan County.
Hometown, heartfelt service that exceeds your expectations, not your budget. It's a promise we've kept for over 100 years.
We're here with two of the county commissioners from Allegan County this morning, and if you have a question of them, you may call us at 395-1450. Our line is open. And anything else going on in the county, by the way? I know that's the hot news, but...
I wanted to mention one thing. I was at Laketown Township two days ago at a meeting, and Chief Cal Havernick just told me about something that's going on in my area, Jim, and yours, and it's called SAFE. It's Smoke Alarms for Everyone.
Oh.
And it's a grant that came out for, I know those two townships have already gotten the grants, but it's for if you want a free fire alarm in your house, all you have to do is call Cal up, and he'll come to your house, see where it should be. He'll place it where it should be placed,
mm-hmm.
but it's free.
Sure.
So the people in those two areas currently have the ability. You want to simply call a number. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
But they'll put an alarm system in, and it's a 10-year lithium battery that they're putting in there, so it's good for 10 years. But the number is 616-836-5779. 616-836-5779. And it's for the SAFE. That's what it's called, Smoke Alarms for Everyone, and it's for a free smoke alarm in your house.
This is for Allegan, or for Laketown and...
Fillmore Township.
Fillmore Township. Okay.
You bet.
So if you're in one of those townships, you might want to get in touch with them if you don't already have an alarm in your house.
That's true. And something that I didn't know, when Cal was giving his description of this, he was going that even the alarms that are in your electrical system, as far as they're
yeah.
wired right in it, they're good for only 10 years. I thought they were good for life.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I had to replace one in my house.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So he said even the ones who might think that you're safe because if yours is over 10 years, you need a new alarm in there. So just for your listeners, think about that because
yeah.
I didn't know that until he said it.
Okay, that's good to know.
It is. Something I also want to mention is when I was at the Laketown meeting, they were saying that the Holland Sentinel had the three best places to visit in West Michigan. And they mentioned Big Red, the windmill.
Yeah.
But they also mentioned the Felt Mansion. And, Jim, have you ever had a chance to go through the Felt?
Oh, yeah, I've had been to the Felt Mansion for a couple of receptions there.
But, like, this past year, they had, you know, their largest rental of the mansion they've ever had. And for those from the area that haven't had a chance to go through the mansion just to visit it and see what it's like, have you been through it, Juke?
Yes, many times.
But I would encourage your listeners just to go through it. And I was thrilled to see the Sentinel identify it that way. But I also have a number that they could call. They're going, when can you go through it? But that number is 616-335-3050. And the address of the mansion, if somebody wants to drive past it, is 6597 138th Avenue. 6597 138th Avenue.
Okay.
And I know we've ended up having some of our meetings. We end up renting the mansion. I don't know if we rent it or they let us go through it. They probably just let us use it.
Right.
But I know we're very proud of that mansion. And I know Laketown is very proud of what how they've restored it.
Good morning. You're online with our guests.
I wondered if he could repeat that phone number for those fire things for Laketown Township.
It was 616-836-5579.
I'm sorry, Duke, it's 5779.
5779.
5779.
Okay.
Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. I'll keep that on hand here, too.
Thank you, Duke.
I went through the Felt Mansion when the Felt still owned it.
You did?
Yes.
That is amazing. So if you could tell me this, how have you seen it change from then till now?
Oh,
because I know they've done a lot to restore it.
Tremendously updated. And all the old tuck pointing and things like that they did there, fantastic.
You bet. And I know that the church has also done that they moved there.
Yes.
And now they're working on the carriage, little carriage shop in the barn. They're trying to restore that part of it, too.
Good morning. Online with our guests.
Yes, could you ask your guest the smoke alarm thing they're talking about? Is there any application for that for the citizens of the city south of, you know, 32nd who are in Allegan County?
If you're in Allegan County, you would be in the township also. You're in.
Yeah, but I live in the city. Now, are we eligible?
I think the city has their own program also.
Yeah. I've heard it. I don't have any information in my at hand right now about it, but I have heard I have heard the city fire officials talk about their smoke alarm program. I guess I would ask the listener to call the Holland City Hall and be directed to the Public Safety Department.
Call the fire department.
Yeah.
The
public
thank
safety.
You very much.
Okay, thank you. All right, 395-1450 here, Talk the Town. When I went through it first, and my uncle worked there, and that's how come I got in various places he was working in. He was living up above the carriage house, and there were, four or five cars usually parked in there, some that belonged to the Felt family and one that belonged to him. And, yes, it was interesting to go to, and it's interesting to see the changes. And I always said when they first got, the township first got a hold of us, they should haul somebody up above that carriage house there and let them go free of charge, can keep an eye on the place.
Right, yeah.
There was nobody around there at all
at
that time. Right. Now there is, of course. And okay, got a call here. Yes, you're online with our guests.
Yes. Can they repeat that phone number for the fire?
All right, that was 616-836-5779.
5779.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to keep him busy there in Grass.
Yes, we will. Well, I told Cal I was going to mention it on the radio, and he said that'd be great because they are looking forward to getting it in as many houses as they can.
Yeah.
For the safety of children and seniors and everyone. I mean,
right.
It's going to make a big difference.
And a lot of people don't have them yet in Lakedown Township, I'm sure.
They do not.
Or in. No, they just don't. Okay, 395-1450 is our number here. Have anything else to talk about this morning?
I think one of the things that, not necessarily coming out of Allegan, that I think is important for our area is the legislature this week appropriated $215 million in transportation money.
Yeah.
And I was speaking with Larry Brown, our road commission superintendent, and he indicated out of that money that Allegan County will be getting $536,000. This is emergency money to take care of the money primarily already expended for overtime for snowplow drivers and added materials through the harsh winter that we've had, and to get us started on fixing any potholes out there. So
good idea.
We're really pleased that we have this money coming to us. The other part of the money is for specific road projects. Allegan Road Commission did submit a list, and it will be up to, I think there's a special committee that decides which projects get funded. We got funded in December for a couple projects over in the eastern side of the county, but maybe there'll be more coming out of that.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yeah, they're talking about the jail. They have a comment about Eric Holder about reduced sentences for drug offenders. I don't know if that's a problem in Allegan there, but would that help overcrowding and stuff like that? They claim it would if they reduce the sentences of drug crimes and stuff.
I think it would be up to the judge, wouldn't it?
It's up to the judge, correct.
I don't know that the judge necessarily follows the dictates of the Department of Justice. Okay?
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Michigan has their own sentencing rules and regulations, so
guidelines. Yes, they do.
Yep.
And they would take precedence over the Department of Justice, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a federal. Eric Holder is a federal official, and this is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. and we're talking about mostly Allegan County jailhouses, people charged with state or local offenses. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duke, I won't mind bringing up, and I don't know if Jim, if this is right with you,
yes.
But we had an interesting young man, Josh Drisco. From our area that both Jim and myself represent, who had gotten a petition of some 300 people who were wanting the ORV laws, off-road vehicle laws, changed. And the state just changed the ability of local governments to make ordinances to either promote it or keep it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the ability to change that. So what I would like to just bring up to your listeners are, if your listeners are for that, and they're going, wait a minute, we'd like the ORV laws to be opened up so that we can have more use on roadways, obviously not state roadways, but local roadways,
mm-hmm.
and for off-road use, We're looking to see what type of public perception there is in regards to this, because the two of us are trying to bring it up to the commission. We're also going to be meeting with the road commission and different, as far as we're meeting with the state DNR to see if that's a possibility, if we should do it, if we shouldn't, if it creates too much of a liability. But we're mainly looking for if there's support in the community for it. Mm-hmm. So I know that they can go to the Allen County website to give a response to it, but I know if the two of us would be sure. interested about what response people would give us. Yeah. I don't know if you want to add something to
it. Does this allow ORVs to operate where, on roadways?
In September, the Michigan legislature changed the law above a certain point in the top half of the mitten, if you will, of the state.
Yeah.
County commissions have for many years had the authority to allow ORVs to operate on the shoulders of county roads. Well, in September, the legislature changed it and gave that power to the rest of the state county commissions, which includes Allegan.
Mm-hmm.
And as a response to that, this young man, Joshua Driscoll from Hamilton, has circulated petitions and said, you know, we are recreational ORV users, and we want to use them. Right now we have to travel, you know, several hours to find a place to yeah. use them. And so we're going through the process inside the county government in cooperation with the Road Commission of seeing what demand there is for it, if there's a way to do it, or if there's an alternative. But the bottom line is we have a lot of recreational people that can come into our county and would like to use ORVs, and it would help our tourism economy a little bit too. But where is the best place for it?
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, good morning. I'm asking a question about where Allegan County is in eliminating the road commission and let the commissioners be responsible for it and just eliminating it. I'd like to know where they're in that stage of the system.
Okay. Are we in that stage? Are we discussing it all?
Well, we have... We haven't discussed it this year. The several counties have done that. Ingham County, which includes the state capital, Lansing, Jackson County, and Calhoun County have all taken the act to eliminate road commissions as an agency and make the road system a department of the county government. Ottawa County last year did a very extensive study on that and decided not to do that, but to bring some of the financial obligations of the road commissions under the general county government. We have not seen the need to do that yet.
Mm-hmm.
We think at least my perspective
and
Dean's, is our road commission is very responsive. They are very lean operators, and I think that this past winter shows it. I heard many compliments from township officials, and it's primarily the townships that depend on the road commission for service. Many compliments on how well the roads were maintained during this very extreme winter from our road commission. So absent a need to change, and let me add, both in Calhoun and Jackson counties, there was a need to change. The roads there, by general consensus, were in very poor condition, and the road commissions in those counties weren't doing the job. So that's why they were brought into the general county government. Mm-hmm. We don't have that situation as I see it today in Allegan County, and so absent some compelling reason to change, the county commission has not brought that up for discussion.
Okay, very good. So for the time being, we don't need any.
No, we did address it, and like with Jim, being able to talk to Jim Story, we have a working relationship with them that's very positive. We meet with them, they communicate with us well, and we believe they've done a very good job at what they do, and especially being fiscally responsible for the funds that they have and doing the best job that they can. So we've talked that through and believe that they're doing an efficient job, and that's why it hasn't gone any farther.
Okay, very good, very good. We got about a minute left. Anything else?
Well, one of the reports we got yesterday, we had our county commission meeting yesterday, was from our county treasurer, and the county treasurer is going to look at a better system for licensing dogs in the county,
yeah.
right?
Oh.
Is that right, Dean?
Yes.
Yeah. We've seen our dog licensing revenue, and therefore the number of licenses issued, kind of go from a high of 60,000 a year about 13 years ago to about 46,000 last year. And we are required by law to license dogs. Counties are. And so we're going to be working with the our treasurer to see if we can't do a better job of making sure dogs are licensed.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I thank you very much for being our guests this morning here on our Talk of the Town program.